As you arrive into having a body, having a place on earth, being in a situation, this place, this air, this spine, backbone. This temperature, this way that the breath walks through your body just now. Giving a little pause to feel your body and feel how your body would like to be on the ground, if you like. Considering the possibility of lying down. Feeling where does your body intelligence want to connect with the ground? Sitting or lying on your side, lying on your back, lying on your front. Giving room inside in the sea of yourself to really feel that there's not a right or wrong. But there is a difference in each posture, and just feeling which way feels good for you today. Your best guess. And if you're sitting up, the possibility of different arrangements of your legs. And really erasing a sense of competition or some kind of goal or ideal. And relaxing into a more of a conversation with your body and the ground. Within what's possible, what feels good, supportive, maybe bringing out more room for curiosity or silence, or just the chance to be sensing that you're already in some way in alignment with life, because here you are. You're some way in the middle of a running stream. That you are that stream. Of aliveness already. Is there a posture? Is there a way of adjusting the way your body is arranged on the ground? That helps that being already a running stream of aliveness be more comfortable or joyful or awakening curiosity or the silence of just ground. And here we are. Or an openness to life. an openness to what we are beyond our thoughts of what we are. An aliveness to what we are beyond our feelings about what we believe we are. Actual openness to an experience of what we are beyond idea and emotion. What we are right now already, without any tricks. And perhaps feeling where you would like to gravitate to in your body. Or if instead of body sensations, you feel it would be more expansive or more close to this instant, this slippery existence, to be with sounds. Or with seeing. Within the body, there could be the backbone, the belly, the physical heart, the kind of lap, the whole lower body, seat, hips. Or wherever you feel or felt was good for you. As if kind of being gently pulled and swept into a current of friendliness or enjoyment of life, that even though I have problems, there's this stream, this current of aliveness also. As if we could be gently pulled and then swept into the current of sensations. In that one place, the back, the belly, the feet, the heart, the skin. If you're not sure where to be and having many options is hard, the lower belly could be a good place. Or if you get really easily distracted, because there's not so much to feel in the lower belly for you today, then maybe a sense of the space around the body, and the out-breath. With a little kind of resting pause during the in-breath. Of course, we feel the in-breath, but there's a little bit more of a sense of riding in the out-breath when it comes along. And the place that we could gravitate into in our bodies or into hearing or seeing. That we don't need to imagine that to be as solid as a rock. We can feel the heaviness as part of that stream of sensations. And so it's getting swept into a current of now. And not trying to make now solid. And then we can enjoy the sensations of solidity as part of the stream, as part of the current. So gravitating and arriving into a place that's more of an opening through which life streams. And sometimes it may be possible to allow a kind of shift from just really simply and quietly feeling and receiving the sensations or sounds or colors. Quietly receiving, meaning there could be lots of thinking going on up there, but there's still this sense of without words we can feel. Even while thinking is going on, there can be a quietly receiving sensations. The feeling of sensations doesn't require thinking, doesn't require words or pictures. And even if words and pictures come, we can let them come and stay with the feeling. Can let the feeling be this ongoing flow. And sometimes that feeling can sort of shift into a kind of sensuality or enjoying of sensations that previously were just kind of ordinary. We wouldn't usually pay much attention to them. And it's not actually to try to change the sensations in any way, but to allow our ability to feel the sensations to soften and be as fluid as the experiences. And to allow the sense of myself trying to feel sensations to start to dissolve. Like a salt crystal in water. Something that may have been a bit holding back from life, keeping some distance from the flow of direct sensations. Directly felt, that kind of melts into the meeting of awareness and warmth, awareness and coolness, awareness and heaviness, and so on. the river of sensations. Gently allowed. And we don't need the sensations to give us any satisfaction or proof of anything. The sensations can be as they are. And letting the sensations that come through be as they are, not requiring something from them, nothing special. Maybe we can relax into our deeper underlying awareness that intimately feels each sensation without requiring anything from it. A sense of the possibility sometimes that we could melt into a wide awareness. That lets warmth be warmth and coolness be coolness. Resting into the ground, resting into the ground of awareness. That awareness that's reliably here, feeling our bodies, whether we notice that or not. resting into the ground, melting into the wider awareness, allowing sensations to freely be themselves. And sipping, quietly drinking from the silence deep in yourself. May there be peace on earth today. May our practice and lives be devoted to what's important towards awakening for the benefit of many.